Okay, dress rehearsals are over. Next up, regular season. And I thought we had a real productive camp and preseason. Played a lot of guys, got a lot of tape to evaluate. I think we have a really solid group of men in there that gave a lot. Obviously, their decisions coming up. We'll make those decisions in the next couple of days and get our roster set and be ready to go. But, you know, obviously there's going to be a question asked about guys and how many and who and why and all that. You know, we did what we thought was best for us. We got the looks we needed to get to finish up our preparation for the year. And I'm really looking forward to finishing this weekend and getting started on Tennessee. So, questions?
So you'll know more when you see the tape. But realistically, could this game be the deciding factor for some of these guys whether they make your roster or not?
Yeah, I think there'll be a couple spots that will become apparent. I think that, you know, as you get some of the looks that we got, and also decisions with the developmental squad, you know, the practice squad, which is an important piece. As you go throughout the year, you typically want to be able to, hopefully not too many, but you want to be able to dip down and pull guys up as you have attrition or as you have some injuries or issues. So it's important that you're strong throughout, you know, your 53 hand, and that you have guys that can really develop.
What about the backup quarterback position, Jack? Did EJ or Connor solidify that at all tonight? Is that still?
I think EJ's been ahead. I think he was ahead most of the summer, and I thought he played better tonight. You know, I think we like both these young men. They worked hard for us. I think it's been a really good room. It's a very positive room. I think you know, there's good chemistry in the room. They get along well. They challenge each other and work well. So, but right now, I'd say yeah, EJ's ahead.
What have you seen from Luani this preseason?
He's very instinctive. You know, he's really got a nose for the football. He's developed, you know, special teams wise, some of the things we're asking him to do. He's developed and learning our system and things. So, yeah, I think he's been a real positive addition for us in the back end.
What Latroy Lewis has done lately, last week with the fumble recovery and the sacks that he's had, is this something that kind of came on in the preseason more, or did you see signs of it earlier?
No, I think he's taken full advantage of the reps he's had, and you know, he's been a guy that has been able to come in there and make some plays for us, and certainly you know, had some nice moments throughout the preseason. So, you know, that'll be good tape to evaluate.
Yeah, could you take us through the thought process of yours when it comes down to deciding who stays, who leaves during the cuts?
Well, you know, the coaches have a grade and a feel, and then the scouts have a grade and a feel. Reggie and I, you know, talk and work through it, and you know, that's really how we do it. It's very inclusive, and a lot of information, a lot of tape to look at. And so I think you know, what we want to do is end up picking the right 53 for us and understand what's out there with the league and opportunities that come available. I think you're always open-minded. So, but you know, do your best to get yourself a 53 that is going to be ready to go through the regular season the way we need to.
Done this before in terms of roster cut downs. Yep. I don't know if you've ever had to do so many in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
How are you going to go about this as a staff to be efficient but also fair for the process of talking to these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, you say fair, but it's always hard. You always try to be fair, but the reality is it's a hard day. You know, it's really the hardest thing that we do is to have to tell young men that have really dedicated, given us everything that they have, and really have a great desire to be here, and then to tell them that dream is over. But you know, they get an opportunity here, they get an opportunity in the rest of the league, and they also get an opportunity on practice squad, not only here but in the rest of the league. So there are a lot of opportunities, and I hope as many of these young men, you know, can find spots as possible.
Johnny Bolton, there were multiple double teams when he was a gunner in the mm-hmm. first quarter on punt coverage. He fought through them both, got a tackle on one of them, and contained on the first. What has he brought in that area? Because that is special teams, something that you guys have been talking about and looking for
sure.
a while. Where does he fit?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, what he brings is speed. And he can really run. Showed us that last year. You know, was active last year and, you know, got a lot of experience last year. And he's had a solid camp for us. So, yeah, Johnny's done a good job.